بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. We are discussing on this very important topic: what is the goal of worship? What is the aim of worship? This ayah is telling us the goal of worship. All worship is one, and that is very important. And that is, Quran is telling us the goal of worship is get a status of yaqeen. It means you live a life, just a beautiful life. There is no doubt in that life. You know about future, you know about hidden powers of your soul and brain. It means actually a goal of worship is discover hidden powers of your soul and discover hidden power of your brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these two very beautiful and very important blessing. One is mind and another is soul. Quran is telling us, قُلْ رُوحُ مِنْ عَمْرِ رَبِّي. This ruh is very powerful. Do you know the power of your soul, your ruh? There is one example, you can understand the power of your soul from this example. Do you know about the true type of dream? If you have seen any true type of dream, you're watching a scene that something happened in another country. For example, you are in London and something happened with your friend in Africa, in South Africa. And you are watching that scene, you are watching that accident. And when you wake up, you are ringing that friend, asking about his health, and the reply, the same thing happened, what you have seen in your dream. So this is the proof. The true dream is proof that your soul has unlimited power. It means within 1 second, within few minutes, your soul can go 1,000 miles away. Where are you now? This is the power of your soul. And in some dreams you are watching that this thing will happen, and this thing, that thing which you have seen in your dream, that thing is happening after 1 year or 2 years. Same thing what you have done in your dream. You find a place you never seen that place. Now after 1 or 2 years you are going there and performing same thing. So what is the result of these dreams? It means your soul has power. It's very powerful. This organ is very powerful. Because we are human being and we are slave of time and space. But this is the power of your soul, that he is not slave of time and space. So this is the sign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you also can get freedom from time and space if you discover the power of your souls. And also I told you about the mind power. Your mind is also very powerful. If you discover the power of your mind, you can do a lot of things. As we discussed, the body-mind medicine today is proof your mind has power. Through mind power, you can cure, you can heal terrible disease like cancer. So how we discover? The one thing is meditation. Meditation is exercise, brain exercise. 50 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes meditation is giving you peace and giving you power. And you're increasing the mind power. And by this power, you can use in many, many places and solve your problem, improve your personal life. And also you can improve life of other people if you understand this power. Now, also we told you about the goal setting. Make 10 goals, or spiritual goals. What are your spiritual goals? At least write 10 goals. And the highest goal should be to see a prophet or angel, to see Imam Zamana alayhi salatu wassalam, should be your final and last goal. In this way you can increase your spiritual power. And also an educational goal should be to do a good PhD in good subject. In this way also you're increasing the power of your brain. The most important thing is meditation. This five-time prayers, the soul of five-time prayer is increase the power of your meditation. We are praying, but during that prayer there is no concentration. Should be concentrated. That's why the hadith is saying some people's prayer Allah accept only 1%, because during salat, during namaz, during this prayer, they were only 1%, their heart and brain were present, and they were thinking we are in the court of God. And some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God will accept only 2% of their prayer, because 2% was with focus, with concentration. So it's very important we increase the concentration in our prayers. And not only prayers, but everywhere, we must think that we are in the presence of God. We are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith is saying there are two types of people, two types of the groups of human beings. One group, every time they are thinking we are in the presence of God. And other people, they are negligence, they are ignorance. They don't think themselves that we are in the presence of God. So if you are in ignorance, if you are in negligence, of course you are in the presence of God. You're not thinking. Do you know how many losses from this ghafla, this negligence? If we are thinking we are not in the presence of God, we will do many wrong things. We are thinking nobody is watching us, nobody is seeing us. So we can do rubbish things, nonsense things. But if we think that God, our Lord, is watching us, whole our behavior will be changed. We not perform any wrong thing. And another thing, when there's negligence, we forget our God. We forget purpose of our life. And the third thing, we destroy our time and life when nobody is watching us. And also, there's another loss. We lost we lose the softness of our heart. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God is created with very, very soft heart. Because when hearts are softed, then very easily you accept good things, accept Iman. But when there is negligence, the Quran says your heart will be harder and harder and harder. And then you will not accept the right thing, you will not accept faith, Iman, good things. So, this is the best worship. That we are saying in Arabic or in Islamic terminology, muraqibah is seed. And all prayers are like a water. You are putting seed in the ground and you are giving water, then this tree will come out and give you fruit. So actually the fasting, five time prayers, hajj, zakat, all these things, khum, just like a giving water. But what is the seed? Seed is muraqibah. What is muraqibah? Keep condition of meditation every time. You are in a street, you are in a house, you are in an office, you are in a playground. Everywhere your God, your lovely Lord, is watching you. Allah Akbar. This muraqibah is very important to change your life, change your character, it change your behavior. In many, many places Quran is mentioned as about muraqibah. Don't forget God, don't be negligent. Because, you know, the people, bad people, when they will enter in the hell, angel will ask from them, why you came in hell? He said, because of negligence, ignorance. In their life we were in negligence from God, negligence from aim of life, negligence from grave, negligence from barzakh, negligence from day of judgment, negligence from our amal, our action. So this is the character of people. They're bad people. They will enter in the hell because of this character. So that's why Quran is telling us Surah Hadid about muraqibah. So wahwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Allah, this lovely sentence. وَحْوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. O believer, do you know, every place, God is with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you every place. You are not alone. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. God is very near, is nearest to you. Allahu Akbar. Then again, this lovely ayah, Surah number 96, verses 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allaha yara. Allahu Akbar. It's very lovely. You write this ayah on every wall of your house, is beautiful ayah. It remind you, give you power, give you spirituality, give you good moral. What is the meaning of this ayah? Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Do you know? God is watching you. God is looking you. Allah Akbar. If God is looking at me and I am looking to another person, it's very bad. It's insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are in the state of negligence, actually we are insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time we must think that we are in the presence of God. And then again, another surah is Surah Nisa in ayah number 1. Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Allah Akbar. Allah ever watches over you. Allah watches you. He's watching you. Don't be negligent. Negligence will destroy you. Allah Akbar. Then again, Surah Ma'idah, ayah number 117. Kunta anta raqib. Raqib means he's watching us. Allah Akbar. Look how many ayah is informing us. God is watching you. God is looking you. Don't forget your God. Behave. Behave. You should increase Iman, your faith, because God is with you. And your behavior should be best behavior. Respectability. There's another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told us, he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to insult any person because of his sin, insulting, how Allah insulting? Allah is not giving him respect. Hadith is telling us, because of sin, Allah, God is very merciful, because that person is cruel, is insulting another person. That's why God wants to insult him. How God insult? When God wants to insult any person because of sin, then God is not giving him holy knowledge, real knowledge. The knowledge will change life. Knowledge for perfection. And God is not giving him respectability. Means adab, respectability. Do you know when you are thinking that I am in the presence of God? Automatically, what is the fruit of presence of God? This is the seed you put in ground of your heart. Muraqibah, you are thinking I am in the presence of God, and you are giving water by zikr. There are many thousand zikr. Recite La ilaha illallah. Recite Astaghfirullah fi jalalik min kulli zunub wal afam. Oh my God, I have done a lot of sins in your presence. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. In this way you can keep this state of presence of muraqibah. Keep yourself that you are in the presence of God. Recite salawat. It's also very nice zikr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa awli Muhammad. Increase your money if you recite daily 5,000 times. It's good for your health, solve your problem. And also La ilaha illallah is best zikr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is best zikr. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Recite 1,000 times. Recite 20 minutes. It's a good meditation, 20 minutes. Meditation. With these good, lovely names. Focus. Only with concentration. You are speaking with your God. Ya Hayyu. Ya Qayyum. Oh my God. You are giving me life. You are giving life to sun. You are giving life to moon. You are giving life to everyone. You are Hayyu. You are Qayyum. Because of you, I am alone. Because of you, everything is alive. Ya Hayyu. Ya Qayyum. By this zikr, you can increase your wisdom. In the midday and night prayers, if you recite the zikr 20 minutes, change your life. Increase your wisdom. So this is the muraqibah. Muraqibah is the key. By this key you can discover hidden powers of your brain and also hidden powers of your soul. Without Muraqibah, you can't do anything. Look for the physical body. Life, physical life, depend on food and water. If there is no water, there is no life. If there is no food, there is no life. The same way, spiritual life depend on Muraqibah. Means every time think yourself that you are in the presence of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this presence will give you thousand, millions benefits. Do you know, this, our thinking, is never stopping. Sometimes you are thinking about game, sometimes thinking about food, sometimes thinking about home, sometimes thinking about school. This thinking never stops. For example, if you are thinking about good things, you feel good. If you are thinking about bad things, you feel bad. If you are thinking about happiness, you feel happiness. If you are thinking about sadness, you feel sadness. If you are feeling, you are thinking about fear, you are feeling fear. There is thinking, after thinking is feeling. So how you are thinking? Many people, they don't know how to think. Your all happiness, all gladness depend on this. Learn how to think. If you learn how to think, really, you can change your life. You can solve your problem. Your life will be changed. Do you know how many thoughts are coming in your brain in 24 hours? According to research scholar, when they count, do you know within a second how many thoughts are coming and going? They calculate at least 30,000 thoughts are coming during day and night. Even you are sleeping, thoughts are coming. That's why you are watching dreams. 30,000 thoughts. It means a lot of energy. You are wasting this energy. Your thoughts are in movement, continuously moving. But there's no result. And from these 30,000 thoughts, if only 100 thoughts are negative, it's just like hanker, just like kicks on your brain. You are kicking your brain, yourself. You are hurting your brain, yourself, by negative thoughts. Happiness is not external thing. Sadness is not external things, and peace of mind is also not external things. It's related to your thoughts. If the rubbish thoughts are coming, of course, you are boring. It's no result, nothing, no fruit. But if you change your thoughts in holy thoughts, means you are in the presence of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, hold your child, hold your life, will be so beautiful, so peace of mind, so lovely life. There is no tension. If you are thinking, I am in the presence of God, there is no phobia, there is no fear, because you are in the presence of God. God is watching you, God is looking you, God is loving you. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Whole your life will be changed. Try from today. Try from tonight. Only a few minutes to start. That I am in the presence of God. My God is very near. He is watching me. He is helping me. He can save me. He can help me. Inna la la kul shayin kadeer. He is most powerful in the world.
really. You can enjoy. In this lovely hadith, do you know, there are two types of people in the world. Some are thinking themselves that we are every time in the presence of God. And some, they're not thinking that we are in the presence of God, they're negligence. The people who are thinking that we are in the presence of God, when they will die, Allahu Akbar. Allah, what is the reward? Hadith is telling, they are martyrs because they are lover of God. That's why they are martyr. Allah Akbar. They are beloved of God. That's why they are martyrs. So you can get the reward of the martyrdom only increase this habit, develop this habit. By developing this habit, you are stopping all problems, all tensions, all stress, all type of fears, and increasing spiritual prayer, increasing spiritual power, increasing peace of mind, increasing lovely life. Inshallah, we all pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this status. So every time we think ourselves, we are in the presence of God. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.